This ain't no damn 50.
Man, I don't know. I ain't trying to go to. I think it is 50.
See, I'm... You talking about... All right, let's record. You talking about...
Oh, I'm looking at Devin Post, like, thinking about, should I do it? But I don't want to be in the hood.
What are you talking about?
Can't tell me. Mayday?
Although you say be my guest.
Yeah, and I already know this. So, oh,
you are.
I would never,
I thought he was, like, having, like, bring the spots up. So when he's, like showing up and just...
Nah. It's a good idea to do, but... It's like, it's a lot of work to come with that. Like, I could rent a spot out, but, like, it depends on who you are in the city. How big your name is. Cause like,
yeah, you probably gotta pay some shit. Yeah, so you like, probably can't have a group of people just, like, show up.
Like, even, like, with me, like, so if I would do it, if I would do, like, a pop-up event, now I need somebody like Devin or Vaughn or somebody to, like, be like, everybody come out, because everybody,
yeah,
I don't
know. Successful, yeah.
Yeah. Cause you by myself, you just come like,
who the fuck is you? You be the one nigga in that whole running out spot.
Oh god,
damn. Mighty shop.
But nah, I've been making money though.
You doing pop-up shops in a minute?
Nah, I ain't even have to. I don't
really have to. We getting like sales off of it.
Online. And I've been doing a lot of digital stuff for people, like building their website and tour. Bro, I've been making logos for people.
You making logos? You?
Yeah, they've been buying them too. On God, they've been buying them. On God.
What's one you made for somebody?
What's one I made for somebody? And see, the thing is, like, bro, you know, I don't draw nothing. Like, bro, all I do is use templates.
Yeah. That's all I want.
Like, you buying them? Bro, all of these are pre-made, bro.
So you get this shit. What's up? Mm-hmm. Oh, the fuck you business, though. You probably made this shit down, so.
Yeah, they buying them. Yeah, money be coming in. You know, also, I'm getting paid. If you want to book me, it costs $50 an hour to talk on the phone. Starting this Saturday.
Nigga talking money. Thanks. Talk your shit, man.
You
need to get on the phone with you. How much?
How you been? It's been, it would have been like 2 or 3 weeks. It's been a minute.
For like a month. What is that? That pencil?
Where?
But nah, I'm chilling. You know, the same old. I always work. I ain't never at home. I'm always working.
Makes sense. I went back to work today.
Work? You told me that last time. Like, what work?
Real estate.
Oh, I thought you meant like some, like the Blue Wahoos thing again.
Oh, no. Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm definitely not going back to Blue Wahoos and, as far as, like, you know, getting a regular job, that probably ain't gonna happen. Because, like, this new school schedule, bro, I'm gonna be going through it. Bro, I got trigonometry on Tuesday at night.
What? You gotta get, like, a quiz at night?
It's a whole class.
Why you signing up for that?
I got to. Like, to do my major.
What's your major?
My major is cybersecurity.
What made you go into that?
Money.
Of course. Always go where the money at. Where the money at, that's where he's going.
Also, like, this because, like, really, a lot of the, like, the tech stuff, like, I could have did IT, but, like, a lot of the tech stuff, like, I know already. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I don't know the math, but I know, like, I know how to build sites. I know how to do the digital stuff, like, the audio, all that stuff. I know that stuff already, but, like, I don't know how to secure it.
I mean, I don't know the first thing about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I took two of the classes. But I ain't know the first thing about it. It was a blow-off class.
But, yeah, like, what? Fresh out, you make, like, $100,000 a year. So.
Yeah, she was telling us that too. She told us that since my freshman year. She kept telling me people are hiring these jobs for $100,000 a year for the lowest positions. And she keeps talking big money. I'm like, think about it.
It's just something for me to do right now. You know, while I do my side stuff. I know, like, going through it. Try the other one.
Miss the light.
Ah, dang.
It broke. Finna melt my brother.
I can get a fan if you want me to.
Yeah.
Alright.
Pause it. Can't pause it.
Yeah, you can pause it.
How you pause this? You just stop? You tell me.
Oh, yeah. We back.
Hot. You know I gotta put the hoodie on, but I got a tank top under this. I can't take it off. I'll lay down and sit here.
I'm born to kill. You missed a lot.
A lot.
Joe? Well, which one start with first?
Any minute, mind, move. Pick whatever.
Joe,
we
talk about Joe.
All right.
Joe.
Okay, so well, explain it first. Then say what you really think going on.
All right, so
we don't fucking know. Man.
Joe, well, I don't even know when it started, but I guess Joe Budden podcast. You know they turned down the deal or whatever. Spotify, you know, went to Patreon, got the subscription thing going, and now you know. Rory and Maul are just magically not on the show.
I saw the tension of Joe and Rory for a long time. I was like,
I did too.
Why they talk so crazy to each other? You know, Rory, because he was just like hype all the time. Hype.
Yeah.
Like, the energy crazy.
I thought I was tripping though. I was like, you know, it seemed kind of aggressive. Then like you read the comments, it's like, you know, Rory for real. Rory
serious. See, he fucks up with friends. The way he was looking, like he meant that shit. Yeah.
That's crazy. Then what? Did you see that face when he What he said? He said Triller said name
your
price.
Yeah. Triller said name your price. I hung up the phone. What the fuck? Said name your price, bruh. And then, after he said that, because Triller called Swiss Beats and Timbaland for a Versus 2, and they were, like, $50 million or something. It was a lot of money.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, then they sell it?
Yeah.
Or something?
They sold it to Triller.
Man, Joe was tripping.
And they could have been them, because Triller told them, name your price.
Man, that's so crazy.
He's turning all these crazy deals just because...
I don't get it. Because I know, like, you know, despite, you know, I know they was having millions of streams on Spotify. Because really, like, all those platforms are free. But it's like, you know, y'all don't have no ad sponsors. You don't.
Really, if you think about it, with them, it's like, with their podcasts, like, if you know, because they don't got no ads nowhere. I don't see no advertising for
them. Exactly.
No
podcast, all organic. I don't, like, because... My thing is, like, bro, you're not like Joe Rogan to the point to where you growing. But, I mean, I'm not going to say they're not worth $100 million, but I think Joe should have took the 30. Like,
30? No. They might be 100, but
30
is low.
30
is so low.
30 for... Everything, no, I don't agree with that. But now 30
pull ups and stuff,
yeah. Okay, like you know the pull ups and stuff, probably 100 million. But even then, Joe stopped doing all that stuff.
Kind of did, maybe because of the pandemic. But he kind of did.
He stopped doing all that stuff. So I mean, I don't really see.
It's mainly just a podcast now.
But I think it's a money issue.
I think it started as a money issue, then it became personal issues. Because Park said it, every time you argue, Joe like he'll find some pickaxe, keep throwing salt on the wound.
Because then, matter of fact, on one of the recent episodes, he was like, "It's my show or whatever."
ain't watched the last like two or three episodes.
They got Ish and Ice, whoever the guy is. They cool though.
They old. They in their 40s.
Yeah.
Mid 40s.
But it's like, bro, I really think, it's the money issue. Because AK been saying for months. Because, you know, AK and Rory and Maul got beef. They've been having beef for like almost 2 years. AK, like, every time he get on stream, he make it known that Rory be behind the scenes complaining about how much he getting paid or whatever. And
this video. Charlamagne was right, too. Let me see this video. Charlamagne, like, at first, I was like, Charlamagne always hate. You always hate. But then
this
shit turned out to be right.
I'm like, dang, Joe. And then there was another video I was watching. It was like, Joe, the way it's set up, Joe making millions. This is what Axe said. Axe said, Joe making millions while Rory and Maul barely making 75K.
Yeah, because I think Joe getting paid from all the other podcasts and stuff going on, and they only get paid from the Joe Budden podcast.
And then you seen what I showed you.
I still think it should be y'all named this podcast later. I don't know why y'all let him change it to the Joe Budden podcast. It's just, you know, but
this guy's volunteering more of his fucking thoughts.
I thought y'all was a group.
Your little academic tactic won't work here.
But I'm just saying, like, imagine if Destiny's Child came back together. It can't be called the Beyonce album.
He's trying to divide and conquer the same way he did by getting an act on his podcast.
We're gonna talk. Us. I can't wait to talk about him. I can't ask you my opinion on it. And I say, look, I like Everyday Struggle. I hope Joe Budden doesn't fuck it up the way he fucks up a lot of things that he's involved in.
Joe, that's definitely.
True. I agree.
That's true. I'm like, yo, I'm actually rooting. I'm like, yo, Joe, don't self-destruct this time.
What do you think we saying behind the scenes?
Andrew got 2 months. I got. I'm giving you 6 months, Joe. And it's not even really.
Y'all have severely misjudged the market. Charlamagne knows good and goddamn well that Complex is not letting go of Joe Budden next 2 to 6 months.
Wrong. Like I said on
Let's
the podcast.
Let's be very clear.
Joe, Joe's got ADD. He'll get tired of it. He'll get tired of dealing with academics. He'll get tired of being in that building. He'll walk away.
The timing of that.
Well, I'd like to know, and I think I also speak for Maul. Why are we salty?
Why are y'all salty?
If I remember correctly, I brought up some tweets, some things I said on the podcast. I am salty at DJ Academics.
Got a little hate towards academics.
Absolutely.
Well, niggas send a letter to us.
Rory.
Because I think he's going to take your spot. Girl, bitch. Joe's got to do his best for his brand.
Wait, so you think?
Joe's got to do his best for his brand. And I'm going to take you a lap.
Oh my God.
This is my assessment, right?
I love this.
I don't know how close you and Joe are. And to me, it seems like Joe and Mal have been knowing each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. I feel like Joe is loyal to his friends.
Okay.
So guys he meets through the industry, y'all kind of disposable.
I'm just in awe of this guy's good.
Am I wrong?
He is.
Well, let's be nice. Yeah. Let's be nice. We don't have to go there. I mean, you're not wrong, but you didn't have to say it.
I'd rather him replace me if I was whack on this podcast or people didn't want me. I'm curious.
I seen him. White team.
You could.
Yeah. White team, black socks fitted. The trunk let the bass knock with it.
Not like you.
Yeah, I mean, you can put anybody in those positions, really. It is a Joe Budden podcast.
No. You could.
Yeah.
Charlamagne know what he's doing, man.
I really don't.
I'm sitting here just listening, and he know what he's doing.
I know, but that's why.
I'm going to take good care of people.
Rory said some stuff on the podcast.
They both say shit up there about
these niggas. I thought it was disrespectful, and he's entitled to his opinion, but like I said, I'm not going to let you talk shit about me and then come on my platform to promote your
shit. What did Rory say, though? I really never heard. I mean, unless I'd be missing it. What did Rory say about every day?
He was saying some slick shit, and I didn't like it.
Rory doesn't understand radio.
I can tell.
He doesn't come from radio. So he gave an opinion of a nigga who don't understand radio, and Envy got spicy, cursed me out about it. But yeah, you're right. He shouldn't come up here.
Right, you can't come up here and promote your stuff on my, you know, after go with
that. The famous name, yeah.
Man. Rory.
Let me just tell you, there's tension.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah, you can tell the tension. Even just then,
it's been building up. But I think it, you know, possibly AK been going in, bro. He exposed, yeah. Bro. I guess bro got caught cheating too. They were supposed to get married. It's over with.
Ooh, academic?
No, Rory and his girl. His girl is the one who told that he sent the letter came from Rory.
Oh.
And that's why Rory stopped mentioning Ack on the podcast. Because I guess Joe like told him like to chill out.
Yeah.
With the, I guess he was sending letters or whatever.
Yeah. To trying to threaten him. He probably put him in jail for that.
Yeah, he killed. You think they coming back?
Even if they do, it will never be the same. They did this publicly. They dissing each other publicly. Yeah, it'll never be the same. Even if they go back to being friends, fans are always going to say something about it.
Matter of fact, you know, I think, like, it's to a point. Because I think every show has this, like, peak. Like, no matter what show it is, I think every show has a peak. And I think,
you missed the peak?
Yeah.
Statement. It's a peak. This peak is very low. This is a low peak.
Like how? Because without them, what y'all gonna do? Get back with AK?
Probably. They probably do a bigger show. If he does that, I feel like that's a bigger show.
Even then, because I would understand if it was still. I'll name this podcast later, and you were having guests every show. But like Joe, he said himself, like. Even how we do our podcast, it ain't really no guess.
Yeah.
And then it's like, these two people on that every show. Like, it's not like it was different people or whatever that started. Well, I mean, the girl, Marissa, he fired her. He replaced him with Ball. But, I mean.
It shouldn't have been Joe Budden. Shouldn't have been. If it's supposed to be the three of them, he probably shouldn't have been.
But I mean, I think Ma, he cool. I don't think Ma really care.
He don't. I can tell he don't.
I think it's more so Rory and Joe.
I think Ma's just sticking up for Rory.
But matter of fact, I seen this coming though. Did you see Rory's episode of? See
the thing is,
yeah,
I was finna watch. I seen a little clip. It was funny, but I was finna watch it.
Bro, Rory was going in, and he was swearing that you know everything was good with Joe and them. But Rory was going in, like basically everything that's happening now. He's basically saying, like, I guess what when you he said like I guess when you go into business with friends, now one friend got to have a lawyer. Cause now y'all not even on speaking terms or this, that, and the third or whatever. Rory was going in. You gotta watch that episode. Yeah, that's crazy.
I need to. They're crazy. I thought they was cool. All people like they would have been cool. Yeah, Joe Budden. See, he talked a lot of shit. I thought it was cool. This is fell apart too.
I kind of seen it though, cause it's like at some point. Even like, no matter how much money you got, like you gotta like still see yourself from like where you actually are. So it's like, you know, you turn it down, Spotify, Triller call, they say name whatever price, bro.
You can just go to it right there. You can tell they had a billion. They would laugh, but you didn't get me said it. Close them out, don't get fed. You can say whatever you want.
Bro. Girl said you hung up the phone, bro. Like Joe is wild. Name your price.
Ooh, to me, name my price. You don't get my price.
Yo,
I got the
phone. Yo, crazy. But also, you seen that paragraph I sent you? That it said, I guess when Rory and Maul got in, when Rory and Joe got into it, yeah. Maul and them asked to see the finances of the show.
No. He doing the same shit. He's mad at Spotify title for him.
Not showing the numbers.
He asked them to see the numbers. And they said no, so he got mad. They asked you the numbers now.
Yeah, I don't get it, cause then it was like, and then that's what, one thing I don't really get about the Patreon deal is, cause remember Joe was like, why does Spotify get to tell me how much a stream is worth? Mm-hmm. But now that you're on Patreon, that's not even telling you how much a stream is worth. Basically, people are just paying whatever they feel like paying.
Yo, cause you can do tips and shit too.
Yeah, like $5 a stream.
Basically, fucking OnlyFans. Basically.
$25 for an extra, a big stream.
an extra episode. Basically, he's saying it's worth $5.
Because even if you're not, like, for instance, us, if you don't have a platform that's sponsoring you or whatever, I mean, Cash App sponsoring them, but, like, who paying you for the streams? Nobody. Because it's not like music to where...
It's on Google Podcasts and stuff, too. So if I can pay for that, too.
Yeah, but nobody's, like, sent it. Like, it ain't no ads. Because, you know, most of the time...
I see, on Spotify, you see the big banner say Joe Budden Podcast.
Yeah, that's...
I don't see that anymore.
It ain't no ads. Because, like, I know, like, in business, most people, they just... If they see you got a big show or whatever, they'll just pay you, like... $40,000, $5,000, just to mention their name in the show. Like $1 million worth of game, mm-hmm. they be doing their ads mid show. Like with the artist right there. It'd be crazy.
Oh, like with drink checks for fucker. Cause
bottles all right there. All you see is the rock bottles.
Yeah.
I can't even look at drink checks, all I see is bottles. I'm like, who would have guessed? I see the bottles.
Nori be having people slip up.
Like, yeah, especially, I seen for real. He started. He's still. I'm like, bro, this nigga, wow. He went back to the old for real. He went back to the old 2000s for real. Before the Gandalf hats.
You heard about DMX?
What kind of drug he opened up for?
Probably crack. Honestly. I mean, like, we lying? Like, we're like,
prayer let's for DMX.
Let's be real. Y'all pray for him.
I thought he was like a gospel rapper.
I know. I thought he was doing good. Bro was in church. He was making the Christmas album.
Maybe it's like some prescription shit.
I think he's back on crack.
Michael Jackson.
You drove
over there.
But you know what I think it is? Since he had a heart attack, he probably had cocaine or something else. Probably had cocaine, alcohol, or cocaine and fentanyl. Because that's a pattern with like a lot of some of the celebrities have died when they mix, like Mac Miller.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that.
Mix that cocaine and that cocaine, alcohol, and fentanyl.
I think Lil Peep did the exact same thing as fentanyl.
I don't get it. Like, what type of high they be on? Mm-hmm. Cause it seems like anything with fentanyl, that's death immediately.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, why you put that in your drink? Maybe it's like a filler drink or some shit, like a fake drink.
But I know like DMX, he actually got an addiction problem. So it's probably like, my mama said it's people like him, like in the prison, they be like, you really can't help them because they be so far gone. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they gonna get their drug regardless.
Especially DMX, like, anybody would give DMX anything for free.
Man. And then, I mean, you gotta think, like, you know, you the drug dealer, like, bro.
Exactly. I'm sending DMX, nigga.
50,000? Here, bro.
I'm sending DMX. I don't know if DMX got 50,000. Just blow like that. He probably have five. Blow five. He probably a lot. I don't know Joy prices.
I mean, that's what he said. He said, well, he blew a lot of his money on drugs. I mean, you know, I hope you get better.
It's kind of like modern rappers with chains. You know, you can spend the money on chains. $100,000 on a single chain. That's a waste.
Yeah. Couldn't be me. Cause like it's like bro, like bro, you just walking in, you walking in the building, just a chain, a big old chain with your name on it, like bro,
for $100,000.
Yeah,
$100,000. Are you proud of that? You a chain?
Cause it's the only places you can really wear it to like show off or whatever is like the club.
Anywhere else is tacky as hell. You don't have to be ashamed for me to go out and eat dinner. You got a meeting to go to or something. You can wear a big-ass chain.
Exactly.
$100,000 on a closet piece.
You seen Southside versus Everybody?
Literally. Uzi and Kodak. What? I know what Uzi did. You seen the live video?
Yeah, I seen the live
video. That shit was so funny.
But Uzi was playing though.
Oh, Uzi weird. Man. I don't know if he was playing or not. He was kind of playing, but he was sweaty. But he talked.
I did think it was kind of wild. But I think Southside was doing too much. And then what, like, bro, you gonna come for
Kodak 2?
Come for Kodak 2? For like, what?
We old.
Cause, like, you ain't even. Cause
it was super old in Kodak.
Cause even, like, back then, like, you ain't say nothing then. So why would you say something now?
He said something about, I think, about Young Miami. He said, I'm kicking the stomach or something. That's wild.
Did you say that for Brinson?
Yeah, cause he got pregnant. I'm kicking the stomach. I know why Southside still mad.
Kodak, wow, bro.
I know why
he's
still mad.
Damn. But I ain't gonna lie, I can tell Kodak that's a real Floridian. Because did you see Pooh Shiesty's post with he said his caption was everybody who got into it with they got shot at. And Kodak commented, I can relate, little bro.
You see, I can relate.
Dude. Pooh Shiesty was like, where you at? What you doing? Like, Kodak be wilding, but I feel like he be knowing what he be doing. I know, right?
Yeah, 21. Yeah, 28. We can be 30.
Well,
yeah, what you doing?
Like, Kodak be wild. Kodak be knowing what he be doing.
Oh, he in Orlando, that's why. He put a little Orlando town. See, he's getting Orlando.
Outside of Orlando.
In his own city.
Tap in. I might go back. Well, nah.
No.
I'm not going to go next weekend. They can
start shooting. He's born in 99.
Dang. I was a serial killer at 11.
I got that.
You living like he did 20 years in prison.
Money bag, you was 29. You can be 30.
But you know what, though? I really can't, like, you know, certain rappers like that, like, with Moneybagg Yo, like, when they be telling their stories about being broke, like, 4 years ago, it was like, well, damn, you 26 in the bum, like, bro.
You think about that sometimes, like, you mean, like, what, 2 years ago, like, you were broke?
He said he was sleeping on the floor.
Tomorrow, 2017, like, sleeping on the floor, somebody like that. Like, bro, you was, like, 26. Like, damn.
Like, bro, you wasted all your life, bro.
Oh, my God. You right. But I'm about Dirk, though. Dirk, he was hot. Well, I say hot, he was like rap for a minute since like 2014.
At least 10.
He rapped like 2014. Not 2014, like 2013, 2012.
Yeah, it's real era. Dirk been around for a minute.
He 28. Moneybagg Yo being 25 and sleeping on the floor.
Like, bro, go get a job, bro.
Damn,
bro. That's how I be thinking about a lot of these rappers. Because a lot of these rappers, I be seeing them and I be like, you know, so Last year, I was sleeping on the couch, sleeping on the floor. Wasn't making no money. Like, bro, like,
take
you
days,
ain't
got
no
like,
job.
Bro. So what was you doing?
I'm like, bro, did you go to school? At least work at Walmart or something. Like, bro. Bro, I had no goals, no aspirations. But I got a big question for you, though. You think the Migos is gonna make a comeback?
Uh-huh.
Seen that video?
I believe in it.
You focus on being Migos, not Offset, Quavo, and Takeoff. Be the Migos. Because Culture One is a classic.
Facts.
They need to recapture that energy. Or Vinny tries to turn it different. To be honest, I don't want them to call it Culture 3. Like, just be done with Culture.
I feel you on that.
Do something different.
I think that's putting a lot of pressure on them.
So I think naming it Culture 2 was a big mistake. Like, Culture 1 just came out. Now you want Culture 2 already?
Yeah. That'd be me.
They just set them up wrong for me. Name your album Culture 2 and 3 right in there. You ain't checking the Migos.
I wouldn't. But like they did it, like the little promo they dropped, it's hard. But like also I feel like Swade or whatever her name is.
Saweetie.
I feel like she was being petty, trying to mess up their rollout.
Yeah. No, that was a shade room problem.
But like why would you just drop?
They post the video wrong.
Drop the video like random. Like when they all drop their videos or whatever, now you just all of a sudden wanna drop that video.
Cause in like I think she hit him, but then he slung into the elevator. The shade room on so probably he slung in the elevator.
I don't even know why they be trying like bro, Quavo ain't even do nothing. Just trying to get his little bag back.
It was a Call of Duty bag.
I wonder what was in that bag.
Oh, it was called loot box, black bag, suitcase, I guess. I don't know why she tried to run off of that. Somebody said, see, I got something in that. Call of Duty suitcase.
I had like PS5 or something in
there. I slung it in the elevator too. My PS5. Man, which I paid for this shit. You run off my thing. You're already easier to get right now.
But I'm Quavo, I'm glad he's smart and just let her be her.
Yeah.
That could have been a lot worse.
You
look
Justin,
the boy. You look crazy. I heard they put hands on him too.
I bet he did.
Allegedly.
I bet he fucking did.
I believe it because you know you seen that video when Offset jumped off the stage.
Yeah, he was just looking. He just literally dove in.
Bro was not playing.
He was staring for a minute too.
Seen Lil Nas X and the Devil?
I didn't see it. I heard a lot about it. I didn't really watch it.
Yeah, I didn't see
the
video.
TikToks.
I just know like I guess he was grinding on the devil or whatever. But it has everybody in the uproar. They got your favorite rapper.
Who's my favorite rapper?
Sada Babe.
Oh, I ain't seen about that. I saw him talking about it.
They was mad at him because I guess he wished death on them.
I ain't see that. He probably was a joke, bro. What you said? Kill all them baggers or some shit like that.
I think he said something like that.
Kill all them. I think it might have been a joke. I looked at his Instagram. He was talking about some like, they have a man over joke or some shit.
Yeah, he probably was joking.
I don't know. So I ain't
talking about LGBT, dude.
LGBT barbecue.
It ain't no joke.
LGBTQ.
I don't know. But you know, AK said something real smart. I agree with it, like about Lil Nas X. I think Lil Nas X realizes that he's not as like 6ix9ine. He's not as talented as he thought he was, or how he's not as talented as people thought he was gonna be. So he's doing anything to bring attention to himself, going out his way to do whatever to bring attention to himself.
I kind of think the opposite. I think, like, he does have talent.
But he also doing that weird shit to get people talking about it. But he don't really need to do that. Because the song is decent to hear. Like, it sounds decent. But the video just like, really got people talking about it. Like, he I don't say he make trash music. Because the song ain't trash. The video is trash.
Personally, me, it's trash, man.
I always do, dude. But I'm saying, like, it don't sound bad.
Oh. I ain't heard it. Like, just from the little EP he had dropped,
yeah.
I ain't like it.
I'm not a fan of either, but I said, like, I guess he, it's for, like, he got, like, an old zone crowd.
I got Tyler over Lil Nas X.
Easily. Dang, bro. Everybody would agree with you saying that. From your copyright.
That's it?
Huh? Yeah.
So what, it's not even about the devil?
It's not.
Why?
It's not at all. So the video is just weird.
A culture, what, culture shock?
Yeah, it's like some Eminem shit. Some old Eminem shit. Oh, that song blew up on TikTok too. This shit called Fact. Yeah. It's like an old Eminem song.
I'm surprised Eminem not canceled for the like a lot of the stuff he used to say about gay people on this.
They trying to. It is. You gotta say something. That shit is like, yeah.
But I mean, true. Speaking of trash music,
what, bro?
YBN in the mirror.
Oh, Soul Train. Oh my god. Oh my god. Hold on.
Who is in the studio with these beats?
Oh my god. How you let him make this? Where is it? This long ass fucking album.
Who was he with?
Rap a lot of records. That's you, ain't it?
That's what they say.
Rap a lot of records. You got the train. Nah, that's you, mom.
Man.
Nah, that's you. Nah, here you go. That nigga went from. He went from fucking.
Like, bro, just had a hit last year.
You went from this to that. You mad this shit.
Didn't he say what? Didn't he say, what? His album is going to be one of the greatest albums ever?
He said.
We wait, what, 5 years for dude to drop?
And to get that.
No. Don't he got, what, like, more dislikes than like?
Yeah, way more.
Man, that's crazy.
He got more dislikes than views of some of his other songs.
See? He probably just got Yes Man.
Of course. You see how the hell that shit sound?
Better than me.
Spotify crashing. I don't see his release his car before. Yeah. I got a question, random question. What's your favorite era of music?
Favorite era of music?
Mm-hmm. It could be anything. It's anything. It's a time period of music.
Now, I would probably either say... I got two. One would be early 99, early 2000. Yeah. Just like, because like, I grew up... Now, I grew up on Spanish music, but I also grew up on, like, neo-soul Outkast. Mm-hmm. So, that whole era, not early 99 to in the, what, 2003-ish?
Mm-hmm.
That era, and then also, 2011 to 2012 Drake.
You can't do that's like one Drake album. You can't do that whole era. That's that whole era.
Bro, you had to live.
You had to be there.
Bro,
you was 11.
You had to be there, bro.
You was 11.
You had to be there. What was you going through? About the heartbreak. Which is in my old phone. That's your call. I want to go home. That was you was on?
That.
At 11 years old.
Bro, Take Care ran the radio.
It did. I remember that.
Every song. I remember what? So, We Are, I remember We Are Young. That was on the radio.
That shit was too.
And then what? LMFAO. They was on the radio. Mm-hmm. And every other song after that was Drake.
Yeah. Damn. Hell yeah. I got two too. First one I say like that funk era, 70s funk era, the weird ass black people. That shit just seemed fun. Like, it was just, they weren't even really making music. They just having fun.
Yeah.
And the second one is yours too. That like early thousands, maybe late 90s, like very early thousands. Cause like the whole Neptune's era. That's my favorite producer. Neptune's era, like the whole shit. They said, I think it was like, out of all the songs on the rail, those were like, they produced 60 of them at that time. So.
Yeah, but I like anything in that early era. I loved it, like Pharrell. What was Pusha T's group?
Clips.
They early album. Raphael Sadiq, Lucy Pearl, Outkast. Bro, Outkast. you can tell me nothing about Outkast. Three Stacks, greatest ever. Do it.
I wasn't there in the 70s or the... I was the early 1000s, but I wasn't there. I was like 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. But that's like all the shit I remember.
I remember the music, though.
And now I'm older. Like, I'm hearing like, wait, I heard this before. I heard this beat before. I'm going to call it the Bling era. With Nelly and all of them. That era.
That was in the song. But it was lit, bro.
Grills, big ass grills,
white
big ass white t-shirts with the big jean shorts. I would never.
Wait, remember just Tip like came out
had the hat all on the side, like that ain't even possible. Just take it off, bro. It ain't even cut from nothing.
Yeah, I think that was probably the best era. I know a lot of people would say the 90s.
Yeah, they probably say 90s too, but like, I don't know. It just don't, that era don't even seem fun to me. Like, niggas just beating me up. That's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah, it seemed like. I felt like they was enjoying too much. Because what? They had Suge in them. Like, it was so many big people in the 90s, they could have just been rich and just
lived their life. Yeah, but no, they want to just beef each other.
Crime. Got nothing to do with me.
But nah. 80s. The white 80s might seem fun. They was doing cocaine and stuff. Just having fun. Making electronic music.
Well, matter of fact, my grandfather, he said that he said what was crazy about his era of music was that white people, they would pay black entertainers like James Brown, Ray Charles, they would pay for them to perform, but after they perform, you couldn't sit by them.
Oh, I know. Yeah, she was second grade.
Yeah, so basically, they would pay you like this amount of money. You know, get on stage, do your song, your album, or whatever, but you gotta go.
After that, you ain't allowed in my club. Get out.
Fact.
That's wild.
I'm like, but dang, bro.
You ain't allowed. Imagine doing that.
The money would have to be good. I mean, I'd do it.
What movie was that?
What that bag like? $500,000?
I don't know, bro. I ain't been too fond of just getting bags. I work ain't good. It turned off?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I got another one.
What a bag.
No.
Wait, press the button on it. It's a button on it. Alright, there.
Oh, we're not on the hook for you.
Probably won.
It's wrong.
But, I got another question for you. So, you know, we on the crypto wave nowadays. Mm-hmm. Everybody on crypto wave. Do you think NFTs are going to change the music industry? Or you think it's going to be a wave, though?
I think it is. I think so. Because it's like vinyls, basically. Because everybody want the original, like, authentic type shit to have. So, they're going to, NFT going to go crazy with music.
I just hope, you know, it's not no everybody,
when they drop an album, it's an NFT. Yeah. Because didn't Wu-Tang do that at one point? They said, it's like they got an album, they sold it for like some what kind
it's
of
like things? A million.
Yeah, and like, but came out of place for like 100 years.
Fact.
So
that was the first NFT.
They was thinking ahead. Way ahead. That's super early. I heard about that years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Probably like eight, nine years ago.
That was dope.
Everybody go here for 100 years. Besides whoever owned it, whoever bought it.
But I don't know, does it really even hit the same if it's just you? Nigga,
to be like, yeah, nigga, I got this shit. I'm the only one who got it. That's all it's for. He probably didn't like Wu-Tang like that. He probably like, okay, I'm the only person that got this, so I'm gonna keep it.
Because, you know, like, even me, like, as a person, like, I enjoy the Drake leaks. But it don't mean nothing to me if everybody else can't hear it. Or that not yeah, nobody else me, got, yeah. like,
a... Yeah, to share it with.
Yeah, because it's like, well, dang.
Because you'd be a fucking weirdo if you play a goddamn Drake leak. Like, what's this? What is this?
A whole album?
Yeah, what? What is this? What is this? Play Scorpion, a certified level boy. We ain't trying to hit this. A scary out. We ain't trying to hit this. You play not around. It ain't even gonna work. Oh, shout out to Dogecoin. Make me a little bit of profit. But what you bought? What stock you bought? You got any crypto stocks? Anything? What you got?
Oh yeah. Okay. So I've been back investing in stocks, but my stocks have been doing horrible.
What stock you got?
The most I've been making is a dollar. Probably.
My shit is all red. I'm my only one who's like extremely positive is Dogecoin.
I got Google. I got two ETFs. I got Amazon. I got Shopify. I got Transocean, I got Equifax, and I got Tesla.
Which one is Google? It's Alphabet
Google
Class
Google is called Alphabet.
That's expensive, $2,000. Amazon, how much you got at Amazon? I know Amazon.
Like $2?
Yeah, on Amazon, like $3,000 a share. Look at that.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I might buy Snap.
What's Snap?
Snap is worth $60.
What is Snap? Companies though.
Snap.
Snapchat.
Yeah.
It is, really? Yeah. Talk about some other shit.
They've been up like 20%. I might buy them because it's $60. I can afford it too.
I think you should buy them. Buy when they go low. Let's go right now. You should buy them.
One of my strategies have been like, you know, like a lot of the companies that I actually use, mm-hmm. like Apple,
yeah.
those are the ones I'm starting to buy. Cause it's like, if I'm using it 9 times out of 10, somebody else, they gonna be using it for a long time as well.
That's why I was buying Tesla, cause Tesla's probably going back up to it. It's down right now, cause like earlier this year, it was up to like 800. Yeah, it was in the high 80s, 872, 883. Now I'm about at 6'7". I don't know, I'm not a financial advisor. The game's got supposed to be doing some fuck shit going on. Robinhood too. I'm trying to get off Robinhood.
I will never do business with Robinhood ever again.
I like to be Robinhood. Look, that's the only reason why I ain't off of it yet. All the other apps are just too difficult to even get used to. I'm like, what am I looking at?
I like Cash App. But one of my things about the stock game or even crypto, it's the only thing I really hate, because you know how things like Bitcoin is supposed to be, nobody can control it. But I hate that it's the fact with the stocks and all these different apps, mm-hmm. even if nobody can control it, these apps still have the power to be you can't send with Cash App, you can't send to other wallets. Send to Cash App wallets. Yeah. And with Coinbase, with the apps, it's a certain amount of wallets that you can send to. Like, even if you're trying to do an NFT, it's certain wallets that you gotta transfer your money to or whatever.
Cause can't you send Bitcoin through Cash App now?
Yeah, to other people with Cash App.
Oh.
You can't send it to can't send it to other digital wallets.
But can you send any Bitcoin you got in your other wallet into Cash App?
No.
Can't? So it's all through the Cash App's Bitcoin?
Yeah.
So if they lose it, that shit gone forever.
Yeah. I mean, you probably got matter of fact, never mind, because I think the reason why they did that is because, I think the way Square do it is, I think these companies that have the that allows you to buy this stuff, I think they actually buy. So basically, you're buying what they own already. Mm-hmm. So Coinbase only own 4 million dollars worth of Bitcoin. $4 million, I don't know how they said it, but it's not a lot.
Yeah, 4 million in Bitcoin, it ain't a huge amount of Bitcoin. Are $56 for one. For one Bitcoin.
And then a lot of people, a lot of the businesses, they've been moving their money off, they've been moving their money off Coinbase. They did Bitcoins off Coinbase to other digital wallets.
Yeah. And that's smart though, because let's say Bitcoin's for some reason just app just down, just gone, or just bankrupt or some shit. All your Bitcoins are gone, they don't give it to you.
But see, that's the thing I don't really understand. That's what I meant about the crypto stuff. It's so what we gonna do if the IRS wants you to start paying taxes, or the government just be no, Bitcoin is null and void?
Well, it's already taxes on stock, but I don't think it's really taxed on crypto besides I guess the apps you use.
Yeah,
to get them, but I guess as far as state income, state taxes and shit, no, they ain't really taxed yet. Federal taxes, I don't think anything.
I'm like, dang, bro.
So get in while you can.
But that's why I don't really like the these apps. Because it's if the game is supposed to be, anybody can do whatever with it. These apps, Robinhood.
Yeah, Robinhood's wild.
If Robinhood don't want you to have power, they shut you down. Hello? On my watch, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Robinhood's definitely. But I looking at Coinbase because they sort of prices who gained the most right now, who losing the most. What's going on?
What's going on?
He's leveling up.
Oh, it's hot.
Hmm? Too hot.
I guess. Are we still recording? Yeah, we're still going. It's also, I think it's full though.
Yeah, we keep going. Cryptos are so good. Just like the way people can make money from it.
Yeah. It's also risky though.
Cause like look at this random ass spike. Like it was stable right here. And it just shoot up. Somebody could have made like what thousands of dollars just off that little spike right there. Each time.
But see, that's what one of my friends was explaining to me yesterday. They was like,
right moment too.
The reason why they not really investing in crypto is because it's not really an indicator that tells you
exactly if it's going up or down or whatever.
Yeah, or it's not. It's not like no factor that can tell you, since a lot of these are computer based. It's like they're not going to. It ain't like the stock market to where if this business is doing this today, then this is what's gonna happen.
Cause a lot of stocks, like, it's influenced by real life shit. Like, let's say fucking Walmart, just the CEO say nigger or something. Like, that's probably just all the way down. That shit going all the way down.
I'm like, dang, bro. This stuff, like, crazy. But shoot, I'm a risk taker. Let's get rid of it.
It's a crypto.com coin.
I don't like crypto.com either. We're trying to take your money out there. It's the hardest thing.
I ain't using. I was still on Robinhood for Dogecoin. I did my Bitcoin to PayPal. Because that's the only thing I could at the time.
How much you got?
Bitcoin? Yeah. I put in like 500 total. And right now, I'm looking at it. Let me see. Yeah, Bitcoin down right now. See, I'm looking at it like just a 592 total. But it's supposed to go up like, you would have said like 100 something in the K? I mean 100 K something in the summer?
That's supposed to be. I put in 200. Like almost 300. But I be forgetting, like I got Bitcoin and Cash App, and then I got Bitcoin and Coinbase. I don't know. One of the strategies, one of the dudes said, he said, if you gonna buy anything, hold for 10 years.
I don't know. I think the only one you probably do that with is Bitcoin. Because all the other ones, it's so volatile. Like, shit go up, just drop. And up, just drop.
They've been saying Ethereum was going to hit 2K for the longest. But then it's like, even like if these things are computer based, it's like so even if these are like the new currencies or whatever, how are people gonna regulate it to where it's like they're not losing money if this the new bank account?
Cause pretty much that's on them. That's pretty much everybody been. That's pretty much been their stance on it. Like that's just them. If you lose it, like you should have backed it up. Cause you can back up your wallet.
But see, this is why I don't think it's gonna work in the future. Cause it's like, say I what, like say like they put the banks out of business in the next like 50 years and everything's crypto based. It's like if I got my Bitcoin in this account and it's $1 million today, tomorrow it can drop to like 200,000.
Yeah, can. But that's if you only have it in Bitcoin. Yeah.
So then it's gonna it's really gonna cause people to be like, now I gotta do this in real estate. Yeah. Put this.
But I mean, you'd be stupid to put all your money in Bitcoin. That'd be stupid to do that. Everything that you really need, have the majority of your money in Bitcoin is probably stupid. I say a third, maybe.
But even then, like, it's like, that's the only thing, because you know how people are always saying the dollar is always losing value? Mm-hmm. But it's like, it wouldn't be a smart idea for one country to use, like, a crypto as its main source of.
I don't think that ever happened. And that's probably 200 years in the future, wouldn't. All the wood burn or some shit, but. Like, strictly crypto, I don't. Because to the normal person, crypto is not even that much accessible to the normal person. Yeah. I'm sure if I ask somebody on the street right now, you know what crypto is? You're like, what?
So, how do you like. So, with the crypto, so how do you like. Like, for. With Bitcoin. So, once that 21 million is bought, what happened then?
Mean?
Because you know it's only 21 million Bitcoin.
I think it's been bought already, actually.
So what? I don't get it.
I was trying to look it up.
Cause like what if every what it's a global thing. If everybody have some Bitcoin, like why am I able to
put in fucking a billion dollars into it? Like I ain't bought it all yet.
So like, is it growing or?
I know more could be added, but I know Bitcoin like none get added. But I know Dogecoin like more added like 8,000 more daily. That's why Dogecoin really go up. Because so much been added.
Cause it's like, bro, like. What you do, like, cause it's like, what this company put in a billion here, a billion there. Yeah, so like, I can still buy more shares. Cause it's like, I know what with Cash App, they bought like 50 million.
Yeah.
So really.
And Tesla bought billions of it, like.
It's like with Cash App, I can't buy, so it wouldn't be nobody who would buy 50 million worth of Bitcoins in Cash App. Because that would be all they Bitcoin.
No, I don't think it worked like that. I don't think it worked like a Cash App bought that amount of Bitcoin, so they only people can only get that amount of their Bitcoin. I think like Cash App, they've been a third party, like allowing you to buy Bitcoin. It's like just like the middleman.
That's probably, is that what they charge you when you buy?
Yeah. They're just a middleman, that's all. That's why I say like they ain't really like taxing it, I guess, because the apps kind of take off like small a bit. But they charge like 1.5%. And if you bring in fucking 20,000 profit off Bitcoin, then that's a lot of money for them.
Go ahead and take $8 off.
That's already 1.5K. They put in 20.
Oh my god. The thought of that just knowing I'm gonna lose.
Yeah. I mean, but you're putting in like, oh, you gotta put in thousands. So like, odds are putting in like a good amount, like double digit, 20,000, 30,000. You probably don't give a fuck about $1,000 being gone. Yeah. Cause that's like me right now. I probably don't care about a dollar being gone. It's a dollar right now.
Yeah, you're right.
But right now, $5,000 lost to me sounds terrible. That's why I'm looking at these stocks. I'm looking at this shit all red. I'm like, bro. It's like as soon as I buy a single stock, it's just gonna dip.
Oh, so you buying like whole
shares? Nah. Only one who I got a whole shares of, I bought, I only got one of AMC because I sold a lot. That shit pissed me off. I got one of Roblox. I got two of Fuel Cell Energy. I got 0.6 of GameStop. And I got 33 of Sundial Growers, and they pissed me off too. They shit went way down. Robinhood gave me a free stock. One share of Prospect Capital. And I got like a lot of those. I got like a lot of bullshit stocks. Like all this shit that's in the Reddit junk groups and shit.
Out of crypto.
And you're rich.
I just think this is like next wave of like, you know, I just think this next wave of everything. I think you just gotta have a little bit in everything. In like these next 20 years, crypto, stocks, I don't know about real estate. Real estate, a lot of kind of. It's a little iffy these days. Wait, no.
I thought you were doing insurance too.
I was, but with the insurance thing, that I was gonna go ahead and get my license doing insurance, but I don't really like with real estate. It's like when you're selling stuff like real estate or like, it depends on like what type you're in. So like if like somebody like me selling residential homes, most people who are trying to buy residential homes, their credit is either bad or the mortgage that they have, they can't even afford. And you know, the type of person I am is like, I don't even want to lie to you.
Yeah.
Like bro, what you mean with this, man? You know you can't afford it.
Don't afford this. Don't even. Stop.
You know you can't. Because I'd be like, dang, bro. Because like, I know you, at the end of the day, you're going to be messed up. What, 30 years? Or even, what, the first 10 years? Because, you know, a lot of people, they end up having to refinance after, like, first 10 years, 15 years. Because that interest rate be killing them. So, but like with insurance, it's like it's kind of like the same thing. Cause just like certain agents, they selling life insurance just the benefit of them just making money, or like they're selling like 30-year term insurance that's only gonna benefit the agent, and then after the 30 years is up, the person ain't even gonna have no life insurance. Then they're gonna have to end up paying more because they older. So like life insurance go by. The older you get, it more expensive. Oh, yeah. Because
me, I guess, apart from the Dyson, but like, yeah. So it's probably better to get it younger.
Yeah, so like, if you were to, it would be best, like, to get life insurance now. Like, especially if you have kids or whatever, get it, like, if you get it, like, when you're in your 20s or whatever, you'd probably be, like, paying, like, $15 a month or so. But as you get older and older and older, it's going to be, like, $45, $50. I'm late.
Because they expect when you die, like, if you start young, you probably have a lot more money built up. When you start older, you got herb and, like, get this thousands up.
Yeah, and then, like, also, like, with life insurance, it's like, it's three to different type of life insurance.
So life insurance is mainly for, like, let's say you just die one day. That's, like, the money you leave behind. Yeah. Basically, that's what life insurance is.
It's like, in my opinion, and really like most people, I think life insurance is probably like the cheapest like generational wealth you can give to a kid or anybody. Because it's like,
especially if you do it early.
Because real estate not guaranteed. Because you know a hurricane could come and knock the house down. Real estate not guaranteed. Stocks really not guaranteed. Because I mean,
anything
can happen. But one thing that's guaranteed is death. You gonna die.
You gonna die. You gonna die.
Yeah, so I mean, that's why I said, like, you know, it's probably the cheapest, because it's like anybody can afford, like, what, $10 a month for, like, even like just like a simple 100K policy.
Just even that, because you might not die for like, what, 20 years if you don't think about it. And they say $10 a month for 20 years, that's a lot of money. Well, it's a decent amount of money.
Yeah, but this is the thing with life insurance though. So the amount that you agree on, even if so, once everything is put in paper or set up, once you die, so if you were to die tomorrow,
they say I paid agreed upon amount.
No, once you die, so this is how it works. So when you have your policy, basically you paying. So like if you had a $200,000 policy on yourself. And like you the man in your household or whatever, if you like die tomorrow and all your paperwork good, even if you just made one payment, that $200 going on to whoever.
For real?
Yes.
Well,
that's how it works. It's because it's insured.
Yeah.
So because most people, because like when you young, that's why it's so cheap when you young, because it's like.
You might not die soon.
They expecting you to live like 20 more years. So they expecting to get like, you know, depending on your network, they expecting to get, you know, $50,000 out of you over the course of like 20 years. Because they not expecting you to die. Now, if you older.
Yeah, they probably like, finna go soon.
You probably finna go soon. So we.
You taxing your
life. $150 a month. $1,000 a month or whatever.
Yeah, you gotta get this early.
Yeah. But like, no matter when you die. Or, like, if you get term insurance, between that term, so if you were to die during that 30 year or whatever term you agree on, that money would be insured. Now, with some term insurances, if you don't end up dying within that period of time, some people, they can cash out. So, like, you know, if your kids are grown, and, you know, you don't end up dying within them 30 years or whatever, you can cash out. You know, that's yours. Probably gotta pay taxes on it though.
Probably. I mean, it sounds like a win-win, but I know it's like some.
Yeah, it's always
shit going on with that loopholes, fine print.
Yeah, cause it's kind of like a, Because the insurance, they gonna get paid. Mm-hmm. It's like real estate. Because basically, it's like a loan amount, technically. It's technically like a loan because the money coming from somewhere. But it's insured. As long as you keep paying your thing monthly, $15, whatever you agree on.
That's why I be hearing about all them damn court cases about the insurance, death insurance fraud. They be like faking their death to get the insurance money.
Because, matter of fact, when we older, you're going to see a lot of that. Because a lot of people, like, a few, that's what also steered me away from it. Because, like, a lot of people, like, in the past, like, 20 years, they were not in the interest of the people. They were just trying to get paid. So, like, a lot of these people's life insurance policies going to expire. And they're going to be looking crazy because they're not going to have no money. And they, because basically, like, with any profession, this is, like, same with real estate. It's part of the reason why I don't really like doing residential real estate like this. Because, like, you can structure a deal anyway. And most people, you know, they're going to structure it themselves. They're going to structure, like, I mean, especially if they grimy or they ruthless, they're going to structure a deal, like, you know, to their best interest.
So always.
Even if you're paying what? Because even with life insurance, you could pay, just like how real estate, you could be paying something you can't afford. Like, what, $500 a month or whatever, you end up going broke. But if you stop paying, same with the mortgage. If you stop paying, it's gone. It's gone, just like that. No matter how long you was paying or whatever, if you stop paying, it's gone. But, yeah, that's why I'm kind of done with cell-based jobs.
Besides your
main
business.
My, yeah.
Why?
It's like
to me, it feel like it's like a grimy kind of business. Yeah. Like, the higher you go, like, you get grimier and grimy.
It's really grimy, and then also it's like, if you don't really have a love for it, it's like, you ain't really feeling it, because it's like, I don't care about houses, I don't care about this property or whatever. Because it's like, I know most people, majority of people who have houses can't afford them. Majority of people on this block cannot afford it. Or they probably refund it. Like, unless you was, like, in the military or something. Like, for instance, this house right here is paid off. Mm-hmm. But most people...
Bad, huh?
Yeah, most people, they gonna, that military bag. But most people, they gonna, get a mortgage. My next client probably, you know, probably get a mortgage. These are facts, but like, but people not gonna tell you this though. They're not gonna tell you, or they'll tell you, but they'll probably make it
sound better than what it is.
And also, like, a lot of people, like, with the credit thing, like, a lot of people just don't know how to read interest rate. That being people's biggest problem, they don't know how to read the interest rate.
I don't read that shit.
Interest rate being. But if you buy a house, interest rate be 6%.
I'm finna buy a car soon, so I'm finna study on all that shit. Man, I ain't finna be paying no nothing.
That's
my ass.
That's too. That's why I learned the skill of not to
Don't tell them shit.
Don't tell them nothing. And also, like, if you have the option, do not buy brand new.
Why?
Because if you buy, like, with most cars, if you buy a brand new car, I mean, if you can afford it cash. Like, you know, when you buy a car, most people, they finance it. And if you buy, like, a brand new car, by next year, it's going to be worth, like, so if I bought a $20,000, I have a friend going through this right now. Last year, they bought a car worth $20,000, $28,000. This year, guess how much car's worth? $11,000.
So he's still paying $20,000.
She's still paying
$20,000.
And the reason why it's like this, because every year it's a new... The reason why it's like this, because every year it's a new model.
Yeah.
That's why you don't buy a new car. But a lot of people don't understand that. And then, like, a lot of people, like, on Instagram, they don't be understanding that. A lot of these celebrities, they be renting the cars. They don't be owning them like that.
That's about Lamborghinis, too.
Like, in L.A., you can... Even me, you know, I can, we can rent Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
It'd probably be like $500 a day, but it's possible.
Because it's also stupid to make a car like that and let it drive. Lamborghini ain't supposed to be driving every day.
Exactly.
So, that's why I think rappers are stupid. The people in general are stupid buying like that expensive ass car to try to not drive it every day.
Exactly. Just to look good on social media. Yeah, I always remember that with the car. Like, because every year it's always going to be a new model. Like, even like when I get my bachelor's degree or whatever, I'm probably not going to buy a brand new car. Probably, you know. The best thing, that, like, really what most things, like a house, a car, if you could pay cash, pay cash. Because that will eliminate, you know, your debt. Because then, you know, if you're financing a car or whatever, if you wreck it or whatever, you still paying. It ain't you still paying that $30,000 or whatever it's worth. You still gonna pay. Or they gonna take, or if you still got it and you're not paying, they gonna take it from you. Oh God.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Ooh, that Rod Wave album. Bro, you played two songs on car. When the first song ended, I swear to God, that shit was still on. And the second song started, I'm like, okay, it's still down. Okay, the first song got a little, got something else to it? No, it was the same, it was the whole different song. That shit sounded so similar. I don't know what two songs it was. I know one of them, I think it was called Tombstone. Then the very next one that played, it was like, The same beats and all. Yeah, it was Tombstone, All I Got. But hold on. This sounds so similar to me. Like the beat. Fucking hi-hats and claps and snares.
One of my favorite songs.
It might be hard, but it's just like this how similar it all sounds. Like, damn, why am I picking one? Why am I picking all of them? I listen to one, get the same feeling.
I love it though. One of the better albums of this year.
Ooh. 13 songs for the 7 minutes. I'm like, let me try. I've never been a big, huge Rod Wave fan. Mainly because I hate those type of beats. That's why I ain't like Juice WRLD album. And it's gonna kill me for that, but I ain't like it. Because the beats sound like typical Juice WRLD type beats. You probably go on YouTube and type in Juice WRLD type beat and all the beats pop up.
If they don't, I'll be alright though.
I ain't